In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
In my mind's eye, I vividly remember and still picture Don and Phoebe as a vibrant, active couple. They were already in their late 60s when I first met them, but they were still so youthful even then, and well into their retirement years. I have a particularly strong memory of Phoebe being an active golfer in those days. She was such a classy and elegant lady, always so gracious, so kind. Her later years, however, were not so kind and gentle to Phoebe. In my perception, there was a turning point when she injured herself about 5 years ago. Although her body slowly healed, her mind and her memory were never quite the same after that. Things became increasingly difficult for her over the past couple of years in particular. Frailties and weaknesses, confusion and simplicity. Her body was aging and gradually deteriorating, while her mind was becoming more childlike. The last several times that I visited Phoebe over at Morning View, she was cradling a baby doll and caring for it like she was a little girl again. Or she had some other children's activities, puzzles and things. With Don, this past summer, we were given such a beautiful example of a husband caring for his wife, of a Christian loving and serving his neighbor in patience and in peace, even at great personal cost and sacrifice. But we have also had a good example in Phoebe as well, and perhaps it is a more humbling one. To live by faith like that of a little child is to rely on the providence of the Lord to receive His good gifts and to be cared for by His mercy and His charity. It is to live entirely by grace, which is what it means to be and live as a Christian. And sometimes it is precisely our place and our purpose in life to be utterly dependent on others to take care of us, to watch and to wait upon the Lord in quiet patience. And that can be the toughest and most challenging task of all. It is so very hard to be patient. And you really want to know what's going on and what you should be doing and what's going to happen and when it's going to happen. You want the Lord Jesus to speak plainly. But instead, He confronts you with His cross, which not only crucifies Him, first of all, but it crucifies you as well. And it puts to death all of your big plans. This theology of the cross, as we call it, is the hidden and mysterious revelation of the one true God in the hurt and humility of His Christ, the crucified one. It is both painful and comforting. It is hard to bear and hard to understand. But as the one who bears all of your sins and griefs and sorrows, your frailty, mortality, and death in His own body on the cross, the Lord Himself is the good shepherd, the champion, protector, and savior of the weak and the helpless, and the small. Now, as a mom, I didn't know her then, but I have no doubt, as a mom, Phoebe took care of her children while they were young. They all grew up. They survived. She took care of them when they were little, just like a shepherd takes care of his sheep. But for a while now, and especially since this past summer, her children were really at the forefront of those who were taking care of her and seeing to it that all of her needs were met. Perhaps you've also seen those billboards and I suppose commercials too about the reversal of roles between parents and children as they age, through all the stages of life. And you know that's how it goes. But there never is a role reversal between you and your good shepherd, Jesus Christ. He is ever and always the one who is caring for you, providing for you, protecting you, and feeding you. Even when you're at those points in life when you might be able to kid yourself for a little while that you've got things in hand and under control, and you suppose that as an independent adult you're taking care of yourself, taking care of business, and managing life, even then it is the Lord who is caring for you in every way, whether you know it and acknowledge it or not. Truth be told, without Him, without His grace and mercy and forgiveness, you would be utterly lost. Sometimes His care, protection, and providence require that He seek you out and bring you home from wherever you have wandered and gotten yourself lost and in danger. Then He calls you to repentance and He disciplines you in love that you would return to Him and remain close to Him. And when you are weak, He is strong for you. In fact, in the kingdom of God, in the pastures of the good shepherd, ironically, true greatness is found not in your own strength, but in relying on the strength of Christ by faith, recognizing your frailty, your weakness, and your need for Him. Thus again, the excellent example that Phoebe has been to all of us, especially in her final years and in these past 6 months, as she has lived by faith alone. Not by her own works, but solely by the grace of God in Christ Jesus. Like a little child again, as a sheep of the Good Shepherd. Jan and Jim and Tom and Allison and I heard the word and promises of that Good Shepherd for Phoebe and for all of us when we prayed with her and for her this past Tuesday evening, the night before she fell asleep in the same Lord Jesus and departed from this mortal life on earth. True to His word, He cared for her and provided for her in body and soul throughout her life on earth, even to the end. And so also has He carried her through the valley of the shadow of death. He cared for her through Don for all those many years. He cared for her through her children in these final years of life. And He cared for her recently through the good folks at Morningview. What is more, over the years, He also provided her with various pastors here at Emmaus who were her shepherds on earth, who cared for her in Jesus' name, who baptized her, forgave her sins, and fed her from the table of the Lord and from His overflowing chalice of salvation. For she was Jesus' little lamb, really at every step along the way, at every stage in life, even unto death. Dr. Luther once commented that even a 7-year-old child knows and understands that the church is the gathering of the sheep by their good shepherd Jesus Christ. And as their shepherd, as their pastor and bishop of body, soul, and spirit, He leads them and guides them. He guards and protects them from predators. And He feeds and nurtures them in safety and in peace. So indeed did the Savior Christ Jesus do for Phoebe. Not only in her prime and in her heyday, but in the spring and summer of her life, but also and especially in these last hard days, weeks, months, and years, in the fall and winter of her journey. And because He, the Good Shepherd, laid down His life for her and all His sheep, and took it up again by the Spirit of His God and Father, so shall He raise Phoebe, His dear little lamb, from death and the grave, from the dust and ashes, He shall glorify her with abundant life forever. The sacrifice of Christ upon the cross has atoned for all His sheep and all the world in order to rescue them from the wrath of God, from sin, death, the devil, and hell, to save them indeed from all the enemies that would otherwise devour them, not only here in time, but for eternity. And in his resurrection from the dead, his own body has become the true, divine, eternal temple of God in heaven and on earth, both now and forever. His crucified and risen body is the house of the Lord in which you live and abide even now by faith and in the resurrection forevermore. For he is the true Solomon, the true King of Peace, great David's greater son. And his body, the church, is the portico by which you enter from this mortal life into the kingdom of God. Phoebe's life in her younger years was active and involved, not only in the world, but in the Lord's house, his church on earth. So was he preparing her for the later years and leading her to them. As he promised and encouraged in her confirmation verse from Pastor Kleinhans, Psalm 37, verse 4, she delighted herself in the Lord. She delighted in his word and the preaching of it. She and Don were always faithful in their church attendance and in their support of the church and ministry. And the Lord has given to Phoebe and to Don the desires of their faithful hearts. He has fed them with his gospel and word and sacrament here at Emmaus. He has freely and fully forgiven all of their sins, and he has gathered them to himself to dwell with him in his house forever and ever. By the blood of the Lamb, in her holy baptism and in the chalice of the Holy Communion, Phoebe was cleansed and refreshed within and without, in body and soul. And with the forgiveness of her sins, she was given life and salvation with God in Christ Jesus. She was clothed in the white garments of his righteousness, adorned and beautiful as a bride made ready for her husband. It is true that we look forward to a joyful reunion in the resurrection with all our loved ones who have departed from this life in the faith and confession of Christ. And certainly it is true that Phoebe and Don are together with God in Christ. But even more to the point, and more decisively, they and all the baptized are fellow members of the body and bride of Christ Jesus. And he is our heavenly bridegroom, who dresses and adorns his beloved bride in the beauty of his holiness. So it is that he, in love, has called Phoebe to himself, justified by his grace and sanctified by his Holy Spirit. He has gathered her into his house where she lacks for nothing and suffers no pain or sadness. For God has wiped away every tear from her eyes, and the Lamb on his throne is her shepherd forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.